T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've just never really appreciated what the organization and what its fans really stood for, you know.
Nice.
A lot of fair weather people from across the country that just kind of fell in love because they're winners instead of having any type of emotional connection to the team whatsoever. So, you know, that's more what I, you know, I don't have a, there's a ton of players they got that I got a lot of respect for. I got some respect for some of their guys. It's more the organization that you don't like.
Jason Kelce this morning on the morning show. Yeah, it's the idea. It's the star. I know that sounds cliche, and a lot of people out there rolling their eyes being like, oh, God, we're going to hear the whole star thing again. Yeah, but it's true. It's America's team, right? Like, if the 49ers, how long have the 49ers sucked for, Ike?
What do you mean?
20 years? Well, how long have the 49ers been bad
right now?
For? Yeah, like now. I mean, they were good there with Kaepernick and Harbaugh for a couple years. They were kind of good. They were bad. They're bad
they were,
again.
I mean, listen, when they had Jeff Garcia, they didn't suck.
No, they didn't, but they weren't.
They weren't, yeah.
They weren't a Super Bowl team. No, you're right.
No.
But they've been bad in recent years.
Yes, in recent years, I would say. Certainly since Harbaugh left.
They had a Jim coach as their head coach for at least 1 year, Tom yeah. Sula, right?
Well, I thought you were talking about Chip.
Well, him too. No, but here's the thing. No one cared when the 49ers were bad, right? Anybody nationally talk about, oh, the 49ers
were well, bad. Yeah, like I hate a team. No.
Yeah, nobody cares.
No.
The Cowboys losing, everybody nationally is talking about it. Everybody,
sure.
I mean, locally we love it, but everybody wants to talk about the Cowboys, whether they're good or not.
They are the team that them and the Patriots, when it comes to the NFL, get talked about more than any other team.
Talk about them all the time, right?
Yeah.
Here's some good tweets, and then we'll hit some phone calls. The question on Twitter and on the text line, 888-729-9494, Facebook, Marks and Reese, just search us. Is the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry overblown? Is it the same it used to be? Yes and nah. Yes, 60%. No, it's not the same, 40%. So we hit 60-40. That's interesting.
There you go. Yeah.
Turtle checks in. 100% overblown. Non-Dallas born fans are fun to poke at, but that's about it. I have no more or less hate for them than I do any other NFL team. That's crazy, man. I definitely have more hate for them than some.
Well,
other
he's
teams.
From here, so
yeah. See, listen, you're right.
I like to hear from the people that are from here, because you know those of us that
right.
are sort of
people that
we are adopted to it. You know what I mean?
People like, that were born and raised in the Delaware Valley. Maybe
right.
you live elsewhere now, but right. you were raised in this area. I had a good one here, too. Scott, who checks in a lot on Twitter, says, honestly, all this Dallas stuff is so annoying and overblown. I'm 31. I couldn't care less. Dallas has been god-awful almost my entire life. It's just another game Sunday. Hearing all these old stories for the thousandth time just kill me.
Wow. Wow. See?
That's listen, 60-40. If you would have asked this question 15, 20 years ago, it would be 99-1.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's do it. Cole in Boyertown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Cole.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
What up, Cole?
How are you?
Doing good, doing good. No, I think the rivalry's kind of, in all football, really, just kind of died down a little bit. I think fantasy football had a lot to do with it. I mean, guys are rooting for players on different teams, and, you know, I think it just kind of takes away a little bit from that, that you know, hatred towards the team like the Cowboys.
That's
I would never draft the Cowboys.
Free agency with
right.
the players makes it
so you're
makes
saying,
it different.
So you're like there are a bunch of us in this area that play fantasy football. So that means there are a bunch of us that own Ezekiel Elliott in our mm-hmm. fantasy league, right?
Yeah.
I noticed somebody in our WIP league picked up the Cowboy defense this week, but I ain't gonna say anything.
And who is that? TK?
I'm not going to say anything. So, I mean, Cole has a point there. Look at that. Fantasy football could be possibly play a part in this as well.
It's a great point.
The Cowboys, with the hatred for any team
no,
out there.
If you have Zeke Elliott on your team and he's carrying your team, you don't have the
he's
same
He's playing
hate.
This week.
You're not rooting against him.
Right.
You are? Thanks, Cole. Appreciate it.
That's why I wouldn't draft him.
No, but see, here's how I...
That's why I stay away from Zeke and Saquon Barkley.
Here's how I operate with NFC East teams in fantasy football, and this is in particular the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a similar player at the position, I will take the other player rather than take Ezekiel Elliott.
Right.
If Ezekiel Elliott is far and above and beyond anybody else that's available, I'm taking him.
Right. Well, right? He's just going in the top five, so you got the chance to pass him over.
It's business, right?
Of course it is.
If I have a chance between Odell Beckham Jr. and, I don't know, some other wide receiver, Demaryius Thomas, I'm taking Odell Beckham Jr. I am. That's the business aspect of it. But I do hate Cowboys players more because they're on the Cowboys. I do. Dak Prescott, if Dak Prescott was on the Giants or he was on the Washington Redskins, Alex Smith. You just look at Alex Smith and you're kind of just like, all right, whatever. We hate Dak Prescott.
Right.
I hated Tony Romo.
Right. I'm with you there.
All those guys.
Yep.
Let's go to Mason.
You didn't hate Quincy Carter.
Oh, no, I laughed at Quincy Carter. That was fun. That was fun. Mason in Jersey. Hi, Mason.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Mason.
Hello?
All right, so I have a perspective of I was growing up to hate Dallas. My mother actually made my first words, Dallas sucks.
Oh, I love these kids.
She's very proud of, actually. Brings a tear to her eye.
What do you hate about them? And explain it. Why or why not? Why do you hate the Cowboys?
The thing I hate is being in South Jersey. I have one friend that also watches football, and he's a South Jersey Cowboys fan.
Oh, the worst.
Which is just about the single most degenerate thing I've heard in my entire life.
Yeah, but is that it, Mason?
Don't you feel like you ought to look at a Cowboy fan now and be like, dude, I feel sorry for you. Your team sucks. You got no chance of winning. You got no hope. You got no franchise quarterback. You got no type of head coach that has a clue of what the hell he's doing. You don't have anybody in the front office that knows a damn thing about football that can build a team. Like, You're a hopeless fan base right now as a Cowboy fan base.
Like, when you've been raised to be brainwashed your entire life,
yeah,
you don't get much of a choice in how you think.
Oh, I feel you there. I've done that with my kids, too.
You ever see those old movies with the spy being brainwashed their entire life to go in and infiltrate? That's my job. That's what I do. My job is to make sure his viewing experience is miserable, and I feel like I do a good job at that.
Good job, Mason. Hold strong, man. I do believe this, that there are a lot of people that feel this way because of Cowboys fans in this area.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't have to do with anything involving the Cowboys other than, oh, well, I have a buddy that's a Cowboy fan and he's so annoying. Oh, well, the Cowboys fans in this area, they fight with you or whatever.
Well, the older generation hated players.
Yes.
Right? Like the older Eagle generation fan. They hated like Tom Landry,
right? Danny White was the first athlete that I hated as a young kid. I hated Danny White.
Yeah,
his face.
I hated the Cowboys when they used to do. They were the only team that I saw do the whole raise up and go back down on the offensive
reset.
Line.
Oh yeah. My God!
I'm like, what the hell is that?
Oh my God! That was so annoying. That was so annoying. Right? You know what? Tony Dorsett though, as a young kid. I was in amazement of Tony Dorsett.
I got to admit, I didn't hate Tony Dorsett growing up.
Yeah, it was.
You just liked all the running backs. You had to pick a running back, right? It was either Tony Dorsett, Walter Payton.
Well, once Wilbert left, and then Tony Dorsett still playing, it's
we didn't get many kids saying I wanted to be Wilbert Montgomery in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I could imagine that. But Tony Dorsett was always that.
Right, yeah.
He was
that running back, yeah.
He was good.
Billy Sims.
Yeah, Billy Sims, the Lions.
Those
guys
I had when I was a kid.
I was a big Billy Sims fan.
Oh, yeah.
Wilbert went to Detroit, I believe, for a year or two after he left Philly. Let's go to Zach in New Jersey. Zach, what do you got, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are you?
What up, Zach?
Good, thanks. I love your guys' show. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
I have two reasons why I hate the Cowboys. Number one is because I was raised right. from, like, when I was real young, it was, like, don't curse in front of your mom, go to church on Sunday, and, like, hate the Cowboys. Those are the three main things, right?
How old are you, Zach?
I'm 24.
He's the young generation. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other reason, it's actually kind of like a history, almost like a nerdy type of way, why I hate the Cowboys is because they call themselves America's team. Philadelphia is literally the birthplace of America. For any other city to call themselves America's team is just mind-boggling.
You can blame the Philadelphian John Facenda for coming up with that moniker for them in NFL films.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
but those are my 2 points. But yeah, okay. I'm a young guy. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Zach. Appreciate it. So far, Ike, and I think we're going to get a lot of this.
See, we don't. Here's the other thing we don't get with this overblown rivalry.
Yes.
What memories do you have of Cowboy games? This is a Giants game. We got the Miracle in the Meadowlands 2 and 3.
Much better moments against the Giants.
Right?
Much better moments against the Giants.
Much better moments. Remember we had to tackle David Tyree? Or was it David Tyree? No, it was
Was it Ike Hilliard?
No, it was Was it Ike Hilliard? We had to tackle like at the 1 yard line. Oh, it was Ron Dixon.
On
yes,
a trick play.
Yeah,
on the kickoff.
The hook and lateral.
It was the hook and lateral?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a trick play. They almost got it.
Right? Remember that? We had that to end the game.
I remember,
the 1 yard line.
I remember because I was celebrating up until I'm like, right. No.
So were we on the sideline. We went from like, yeah, game, give us our hats, our NFC East Championship hats to, oh, Lord.
Which one was that? So what game was that?
It was the last game of the season, right? 0-1, yeah.
0-1.
Yeah. I think it was our first NFC East division win. I mean,
championship.
Championship, yeah.
Yeah, because they won in 2000.
And we almost blew it at the end there with Ron Dixon.
You did almost blow it. Unbelievable.
We almost blew it at the end of the game.
So far we have people that, and we haven't, believe me, the it seems like it's a vocal majority here. I want to hear from people that say, nah, it's overblown. I want to hear more of you.
So most of your people on Twitter are saying it's overblown?
Well, it's 61-39, but almost everybody on the phone, on our phone screener here says that it's the, says that they hate the Cowboys. Rivalry not overblown. But the reasons we're getting, I think this is a good one, raised by family. Their family raised them from the womb to be, you hate America's team. My mom, good parenting, right? You hate the Cowboys. Now, TK, Tom Kelly, our producer today, engineer, and of course you can hear him on 94 WIP all the time, weekends, nights, overnights. TK, I know you love to hate the Cowboy, or you hate to hate the Cowboy.
The Cowboy hate is so overblown, John. It's like, I don't know why. Why do people hate the Cowboys any more than they hate the Giants? It's so overblown. When I was growing up with Ike's teams, the Giants were the team I hated. Jeremy Shockey, Tiki Barber, Michael Strahan, those guys. The Cowboys are irrelevant.
Amani Toomer. Ike Hilliard.
Oh, the Cowboys for the last 20 years have been irrelevant, so when we make it a big deal, it's more showing our insecurities than anything else.
So you're saying we're an insecure fan base, and that's why
it seems that way when you can't get over the teams from the 90s. Get over it.
You hate the hate.
It's so overblown. So overdone.
You hate the hate.
Yes, he does.
Now see,
and I needed him to speak because he's from here. He was raised here as an Eagles fan.
The pride of Hatboro, Pennsylvania.
Yes. So I needed you need homegrown people to speak about this.
But let me counter you here because you're right. When I think of memories over the last 20 years, very few Eagles-Cowboys memories pop into my head. Like Jack Fritz texted me and said, the Lido return is probably the best memory of the last 20 years.
Well, I would say that's a good one because that was the T.O. game. That was the T.O., right? Was that the game T.O. came back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got that one and the game at the end of the season where we had to win in order to get in the playoffs.
And then lost
the year we lost to Arizona in the championship game.
2008.
Yeah, so remember I had to beat the Cowboys that last game. Need like three or four different other things to go right earlier in the day. They did, and then the Eagles had to beat the Cowboys.
But was there a signature play? Like you brought up with the Giants. You're talking about franchise-changing signature plays.
Plays that are living
infamy forever.
Yeah, ever, yeah.
And the Cowboys, you struggle to do that. So not saying what you're saying is not wrong, but what you're not looking at is the big picture. And the big picture is, even though you don't realize it, you treat a Cowboy player or a Cowboy game differently than you do any other game.
I don't think that's true, though. I look at the Giants the exact same way, and I just think it's so overblown. It's the same people who have this over-the-top Cowboy hate or the same people that think Buddy Ryan's a better coach than Andy Reid. It's just ridiculous.
Get them, Teeks.
Why are a lot of fans focused on the Cowboys?
That is ridiculous, Teeks. Thank you.
Well, there's not a lot of those guys left anymore. They're still out there. The Buddy Baggers are still out there.
The Buddy Baggers.
So why are we so focused on the Cowboys, the ones that are? Well, I think we're answering our own question. Mm-hmm. Do the Giants have an owner who is getting in trouble for getting too drunk at a piano bar and Romo's a miracle? Yeah, I mean, seriously, he's the GM of the team. He comes out. Hey, he's answering questions after every game. He's the GM.
He's got a radio show.
He's every week.
He's on the radio every week.
Yeah, these are the reasons why you look at the Cowboys and you can't get over them. It's not just the star. It's not just America's team. They're living up to the reputation of dysfunction.
Sure.
And we love it.
That's what Troy Aikman said, man.
Yeah.
Complete overhaul. By the way, Troy, stay out of this.
Yeah, you want him out?
Yeah, we don't need you giving out good advice.
Yeah, don't listen to him, Jerry. Let's go to Jack in Williamstown. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are you?
What up, Jack?
First time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate
and,
it.
Right on.
Just a quote he just made about, you know, why everybody hates the Cowboys. Even when they're lousy, the national press still gives them all that hype. You know what I'm saying? They've
yeah.
been shoved down our throats for years and years. And I am. I'm one of those archaic guys. I love Buddy Ryan. I don't think he was better than Andy Reid. But he brought something back to Philly that, you know, I was born in Kensington, too, by the way, guys. I live in South Jersey now, but Christ, I remember win one game and have a block party for 3 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does go a long way. And Dallas, they suck. I hate them. I hate Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott. And unfortunately, gentlemen, I have a younger son who is a Cowboys fan.
How did that happen?
No.
His mother, I'm sorry to say, I don't know where we lost it, but thankfully, though, he's away at college, so during the football season, my oldest son and I don't have to listen to his bullshit.
Ben? Is that the second profanity we've had because of the Cowboys?
Yes, it is. It is. See what you bring out.
You're not getting out over the Giants, TK. Think about it. Just the fact that Dallas sucks is something that we play,
mm-hmm.
right? The rivalry isn't the same that it was when the team's not as good, right? I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
When the Mets were good and the Phillies were good, that was an outstanding, nasty. They were fighting it. That was fun. The Mets not being good and the Phillies not being good, that's not a rivalry anymore.
I still like it.
Yeah, but I agree. But it's harder to be to be such a fierce rival when one side isn't good.
Right.
It's easy to be a rival when you're always losing to a triple Super Bowl team in the 90s. That's uh-huh. easier in the 80s or 70s or whatever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.